This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump campaigns in the state of New Hampshire today. Last night, he formally accepted the Republican Party nomination in a bid for re-election. Using the White House South Lawn as a setting, Mr. Trump delivered an optimistic vision of the United States, but warned the country would be endangered under his Democratic opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden. Speaking on national television and before a live audience that largely ignored pandemic safeguards, Mr. Trump said, quote, "We have spent the last 4 years reversing the damage Joe Biden inflicted over the past 47 years. Mr. Trump once again suggested there could soon be a coronavirus vaccine and promised a victory over COVID-19 that has so far taken close to 181,000 lives in the United States. Johns Hopkins University puts the U.S. case count at close to 6 million. Clearly appealing to his base, Mr. Trump presented himself as the last barrier, protecting an American way of life, which he insists is under siege from radical forces. And so the final stretch of the November campaign is underway, with the president expected to cover much of the country to make his case for a second term. That begins today in New Hampshire. His Vice President Mike Pence will make campaign appearances today in the critical Midwestern battleground states of Michigan and Minnesota. Shinzo Abe, Japan's longest-serving prime minister, is leaving office. He blames ill health. The 65-year-old Abe told a news conference he had decided to step down now to avoid a political vacuum as the country copes with its coronavirus outbreak, which has taken some 1,200 lives, and an economy which was down by almost 8% in the second quarter of the year. Said Abe, "I apologize from the bottom of my heart that despite all of the support from the Japanese people, I am leaving the post with one full year left in my term." Among the reactions to his decision, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison described Shinzo Abe as a man of integrity and wisdom, a strong promoter of open trade, an outstanding international diplomat for Japan, and an experienced statesman of the first.